Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
No, she did
Siri.
Not! We're recording!
Wow!
Wow!
When you can monetize how studios
you have to delete that!
Now here's your host.
Oh my!
Yes. Abby, you have to edit that!
Wow!
You were asking if the thing was in there!
What a great, beautiful start to Positive Podcast! Come on!
Monday!
Oh, man. This is great. I am so excited, Sammy. Sammy's drinking a Miller Lite with a straw.
Yeah, because I'm wearing neon pink lips. I'm not trying to get all over my face.
I forgot I had an orange camo hat on.
Wow, we are thriving today.
I was wondering
today.
Why people were staring at me when I was walking in.
I cannot believe the timing. I mean, I can believe the timing of that because that's...
That made me happy. That makes me excited for Positive Podcast Monday and...
I'm only halfway through my beer. There might be another.
New Music Monday.
Woo!
So I think we should just jump right into New Music Monday. And I'm going to start with the belcher, Sammy Shea. She's already dancing.
Yes,
she's excited about the song. I already know who it is. It's Old Dominion. What is the name of the song?
The name of the song is I Was on a Boat That Day. And not to brag, but it was the number one most added song in country radio with 130, I think, two or three stations. Let's go! Which is
really?
A huge deal, by the way. That is enormous number. It's the biggest number of their career. And, you know, I just feel like it's a bop and everybody should know about it.
I know. It's not even their best song either. Oh, God.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I'm kidding. That's a lot of stations. How many?
165 panel stations and they're on 100. That's so essentially when you like. So today was called an ad date. So when you have an ad date, it's when you release your song to country radio. And then there are people called regionals who work for the record label who essentially work with programmers and music directors and whoever's making the playlists for the radio stations around the country. Okay. And they want them, their job is to get their songs added.
That's right.
Dun, da, da, da. And here we are. So basically, Old Dominion's team did a pretty bomb.com job.
All right, well, Abby, you're in charge, so you play it. She was looking for something better than me. I was looking for nothing, just riding the breeze. And she gone for the summer, gone for the night, gone for the weekend or the rest of my life. Was she laughing, was she crying? As she walked away, I can't say. I was on a boat that day, the river was rolling. I was getting my float on. She was telling me so long, I was already so long gone. I love this song. I take it back. It's her best. Alright, fantastic. Oh, I control it now. Okay, yeah, oh my god.
Well, because I didn't want to stop it abruptly.
I just aspire to have that level of F's to give this summer. Like, essentially, the song's about, like, this woman was leaving him. He's like, well, could I tell you if she was sad? I'm not sure. I was on a boat that day. And I'm like, also same, Old Dominion. Yeah,
so basically they give zero Fs.
Love to see it. Summer 2021.
Love to see it. Let's go. The energy today, guys. A lot of energy here today. All right, let's hop on to the Abby train here.
Mine?
I wasn't sure if I wanted to say that.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we
go.
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry.
Here we go.
There it is.
Here we go.
Don't edit.
Oh, mine's the opposite energy. Slow and it's like pulls on your heartstrings a little.
All right, we're ready.
So it's Jordan Davis. It's called By Dirt, but it features Luke Bryan. And it's about, like, you know how we strive for things that, like, or everything we want in life basically is what money can't buy. And I love that. Mm. That's what I strive for, you know?
Totally.
So, oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, this list
of things you can't lose. It's also the wrong
song. Wrong song.
I hate everything.
Oh my god. Now you gotta buy dirt. Oh my. Find a one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Here, stop it. Stop it.
I just want to prove the point to everyone that we don't edit. Okay, so all that's gonna stay in there. Thanks for ruining the song that I'm gonna pick.
I messed it up.
But I'm gonna say it's still new. I'm gonna introduce it anyway. But go ahead and reintroduce your song, Abby.
Okay? Reintroduce it,
and then hit play.
Okay.
And we're just gonna stay out of the way.
So this song is called "By Dirt," and it's not as high energy as Sammy's. It's kind of the opposite, but it is by Jordan Davis featuring Luke Bryan.
All right. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
That's cool. Isn't that sweet?
Is this Luke? Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up in your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt.
Nice. I love that.
I did too. That was beautiful. Yay.
That's a really good song. Luke Bryan needs to do more songs like that.
I know he does. You mean like slower?
That's just a great song. I just feel like that could be a hit song for Luke Bryan by himself or Jordan. I don't think Jordan even needs Luke on it. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I was getting at.
I love this.
I wasn't expecting that.
I know. Now I'm just like, man, I submitted a song that was like, let's get drunk on a boat. And Abby was like, look at this beautiful meaning of life. And if that doesn't describe me and Abby perfectly, I don't know what does. And for Chuck to level us out.
Funny. All right, let me just, I'll go middle of the road here. I love this guy, Tyler Rich. He just moved to town, by the way.
He lived out with Sabina, his wife. He lived with Sabina out in L.A. because she's an actress. She's been on a lot of movies, a lot of different things. And I think this song got started getting a lot of airplay on Sirius. And then his... What are you laughing at?
I just feel like I did something wrong because Sean's fixed my camera like twice. And I'm just out here drinking a beer.
Drinking beer. He moved out here and now they're happily ever after in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a good guy. And this song is called Better Than You're Used To. I said that with a question mark. Is that right?
Yes.
Wake him drunk, calls cannot come in. I'm sorry, I swear it's the last time again. You're used to giving and not getting back. I love you better than that. You should be the spotlight, center of attention, top of his list of the things you can't lose. You should be his all night, not his last call, girl. I could feel my heart, girl, if I had you.
Love it.
That's
all right,
catchy. That's a feel good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. I'm going to give the winner to Abigail.
I was going to say, she...
yeah. Yes, one.
Is that two in a row?
Two in a row.
Let's go.
Why don't we have that button?
Let's get rid of this one.
Oh, yeah.
That's like sure. Old timer laughy thing.
I know. Yeah. We don't need that.
Gosh, that's when we first started.
It'd be useful if Chuck was funny, but you
know. Yeah.
Wow. No, actually, I don't. No,
I do have to say, Chuck, what? I do feel like although we haven't been performing on stages in the past year, me included apparently, you're still funny in between your songs.
Still funny?
Yes. Maybe, you know, like some people are like, oh, I'm out of shape from being
rusty
on stage.
They're rusty.
Yeah, like rusty. No, I feel like you were still right on there.
All right, good segue, because I was going to talk about what happened this weekend, because we've mentioned the show for Special Forces Charitable Trust, Voices for Valor. It was me, Lee Bryce, Tyler Farr at the Mule House in Columbia, Tennessee. Sold out. Ooh. All for the Green Berets and their families. Giving back. It's always good. It was an awesome night. The venue is beautiful. You got very hot there. You were sweating a little bit.
It was a very, literally my only complaint was how warm it was.
It was
absolutely everything else was spot on.
Spot on. Immaculate. This place will win awards. I told Blair Garner is the owner, and I used to work with Blair. He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Country Music Radio Hall of Fame. And he opened up this venue. And I was blown away. I mean, as an artist, walking on stage, the sound was amazing. Everything was just spectacular. We were the very first show. So I'm gonna have us back on this. We were the very first show about the air conditioning in there. So when you put all those bodies in there and then you have all the lights and the cameras, because everything was filmed, it gets hot and you don't know, you're supposed to get ahead of it. And you just turn it, you get it really cold in the room. And then once everybody fills it in.
It was also like the first time it's been almost Tennessee summer heat as well.
That's true.
So I feel like it was just, you know, the perfect storm for it to be warm. Were we fine? Absolutely. Everybody was fine. It was just warm.
So you thought I was funny in between the...
I did. I thought that you were on it.
Mm.
I was pleasantly, I don't want to say surprised because I know you're funny, but like, I don't know. Because I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, I don't want to poop on anybody else's parade.
You got the runway.
I know, but I was just going to say, I feel like you should have been like the MC the whole time because they're that level of comedy was not present
in between.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that a nice way to say it?
Yeah.
So I
should have been.
You should have just been there more.
And there.
Yeah. Okay. You should have just been like out there. I feel like in between acts is kind of like a lull time anyway.
Okay.
And it just, I don't know, maybe you should like do shows and also MC them. I'm not sure if that's a job option, but wow. Hey, you could charge more.
That's true. Well, I did the show for free because it was a charity. But you're yeah. right. I should have done that. That's see, you can always you make constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And constructive.
Yeah, I mean, I feel yeah. like yeah. I was just I feel like everybody else in the show was very good. I'm not saying that they weren't. I just feel like Chuck's bullshit in the middle in between is funnier.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. Well, Lee Bryce, amazing. He's got tons of hits. Tyler Farr did a great job. So if you want to give back, if you want to continue to give back, you can. You just go to specialforcescharitabletrust.org. It's for the Green Berets and their families. It's a really good, I mean, it's a really good cause. So it's amazing. They're very humble, the Green Berets. I don't know if you ever met a Green Beret. Well, actually, you got, first of all.
Let's bring one in.
Everyone was invited.
Oh, sorry.
My grandfather was a Green Beret.
He was?
Yeah.
That's cool.
This is great. Knowledge. I didn't know this.
My father graduated from Virginia Military Institute as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. Little fun fact. Hey, wow. Dad.
Oh, my shoulder cracked. That was your shoulder.
Whoa.
I wasn't expecting it. You know what? I was a little disappointed. I saw Sammy. I did not see Abby there. And Abby,
this would come up. And I'm sorry.
Well, when you whine about not being complain about not being invited, yeah, Sammy, this half a beer is getting to me.
Mm. I know it's my bad and I feel terrible.
What were you doing on a Saturday night? What were you doing?
A couple of things.
Did you really have plans or did you just not want to leave the house?
That's not it. I just had some things like going on.
Really? What's his name?
Oh, that wasn't a no, Charles.
Wow, what's his name?
Can we just change the subject for now?
Jerry?
Yes, we totally can. Don't push her.
I promise I'll come to the next one.
When, you also didn't want to drive out to East Guam. Like, it was far. You know, it was a beautiful venue and you should get out there eventually. However,
I need to.
We'll let it slide.
Beautiful. It looked pretty and I'm sad I've missed out.
All right.
There'll be plenty of more.
So specialforcescharitabletrust.org. Donate. That's an amazing thing. So thank
you. Do you know how much you raised at the show?
We're still counting the money. Ooh, that's how much it was. Cool.
Lots of dollars.
Well, see, here's the deal. We did a streaming thing. So it was live. So you can buy a streaming ticket, $20. I think, it's done. It's going to be done tomorrow. It stays up for 48 hours.
Oh.
And you can stream it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'll do that.
Nope, you missed it. It's going to be, you missed it.
Okay. Don't let him feel bad. Or don't let him, am I okay?
I don't know what's happening.
Don't let him make you feel bad is what I meant to say, but I can't speak, so I'm going to just be quiet.
I already did feel bad, but it's okay. Next show, I'm there.
All right. I don't want to harp on it too much. I mean, you're invited to everything that I do from here on out.
I hope you know that he's just making fun of you because he loves you.
100%.
Not because he's actually mad you weren't at the show, because quite honestly, Chuck was in his own planet in the back the whole time anyway.
Little Tucker was back there.
No, I saw that. The pictures.
I low-key watched Tucker for like the last half of the show. Sorry, Lee. Lee's great. Love it.
The TVs were on and you could watch the performances
That is true. And I got to see my favorite Lee song live out in the audience before you answered your cell phone and got me backstage.
Which one? I'm sorry. I wasn't doing anything else.
You weren't. I walked back there and you were literally fadoodling eating pizza.
I was starving.
Okay.
That's doing something.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's the new one, The Soul.
Oh.
Kiss you from your head to your toes is like that soul, baby. And it was a very prideful moment for me because Brian Webb, who claims to know every song in the world, which he doesn't, but that's another story, had never heard that song. And I not only knew it, but I knew the words and I danced to it. And it was like, try and get on my level, Brian.
It's Avery's favorite song, too. Oh. She was singing it all night.
My soul sister, Avery.
Soul.
I was telling, sister. I didn't even mean that.
I know.
I was telling Ave, she was getting sassy with Cassie, and I looked at her, I was like, do not be mean to your mother. And she just looked at me, and I was thinking to myself, this would be real rich if my mom was here, and I was telling some kid not to have an attitude with their mother.
You learned.
I did. You learned from your mistakes. Sorry, Mom, but I love you. We're friends now. Yeah.
There were a lot of graduation parties this weekend. So if anybody out there listening right now graduated, congratulations.
Woo, congrats.
That's right. Keely graduated. Now, Keely is Jason Aldean's daughter, his oldest daughter. She graduated and she's going to college. She's going to Belmont. She's going to go to Belmont here in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know if she's getting in the music industry. I think she is doing music or something. I'm not real sure. Anyway, so we went to that, but we went in style. And this was, and when I say style, I'm like, what are we doing again? I'm like, this is amazing. So it was Cassie and I. Tucker went. The in-laws went. Vivian and Barry, and then of course Jason and Brittany, we got a party bus. And we got on, oh yeah, we got on this party bus. We went to brunch. We started drinking.
This was before?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Had a little drink, a little drinky drink.
Abby, do you not drink at graduation parties?
Like before it?
Oh Lord. Oh,
before the graduation.
Here we go.
I just am gonna not talk anymore.
At least you can. I'm fumbling over my words.
Wait, you're saying before the graduation
party.
Or before the party?
Graduation party.
Okay, thank you. See, there's the difference. Sometimes I miss things.
Mm-hmm. Actually, because she graduated on a Saturday.
Wait, so to be clear, you're not supposed to drink before the graduation either?
I mean, both. I'm just trying to stick up.
Abby, when you meet my family, you are about to be in for the biggest shock of your life. We tailgate T-ball games. We're like, yeah, go ahead. Okay. Wow. Let's do it.
I grew up way different. Okay.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Anyway, we went to Circa. It's an amazing restaurant out in like Spring Hill area. So we went there and it was super awesome because it was the day after the show I did for Special Forces Charitable Trust. And it's out in that neck of the woods, Spring Hill, Columbia, all that stuff. So this old guy comes up to Jason, this older gentleman. And he's with three other ladies. I know. He's like rolling.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, man. He goes, when you guys are done, will you come take a picture with my wife?
And, was it one of the three ladies?
Yeah, it was one of the three ladies. Clearly, it was his. He was there with his wife and her two friends.
Okay.
And I bet you they were like late 60s, early 70s? Late 60s. Let's go late 60s. You got a belch? Do it again.
Nope.
You got a belch?
I got rid of that one quietly because I knew we were recording now.
So I became photographer for Jason and Circa. And then I thought for sure he was going to say, great show last night, Chuck. Nope, didn't do it. It's like he must
have missed that one. He was hanging out with Abby. That's where she was.
Must have missed that one. Well, so I got excited as we're going out to the bus. He goes, hey, bud, man. So he was coming up to me. I'm like, so I told Jason, I'm like, yep, here it is. He recognized me finally. And Jason's laughing. he comes up to me. He doesn't skip a beat. He goes, man, you took a great picture, dude.
You're like, thanks. I go on the road with Jason. It's my job.
I'm like, well, you know. Skills are skills.
We
got on the bus, started drinking again, headed to the old party. It was at a barn, a big old barn. There's probably 150, 200 people. Ooh. They did a thing. They did four girls together.
Oh, that's nice. I did that. I had a joint graduation party as well with my best friend, Caitlin.
It's smart.
It is, because you know what?
What?
Like a month and a half after graduation, you're like, oh my God, we got to go to another graduation party.
True.
It's like even more stacked than wedding season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So double them up, quadruple them up apparently in a barn. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So that was fun. I got some homemade ice cream while I was there. Ate a little, what I ate actually, I was pretty tuned in by then. But I ate a lot of ice cream.
Is that your choice of drunk snack? Yeah. Ice cream.
I was right there and they said it was homemade. I'm like, I'm in. So then we left that party and we continued our own party at a golf course. And it's a very
talk about a Sunday fun day. Oh, y'all
it was
did
awesome.
It.
So Troubadour is one of those places where it's like, it's awesome. Like you don't have to wear a collared shirt. If you live in the community, you can golf there whenever you want, that whole thing. Obviously, there's fees and stuff like that, but it's an amazing setup. And a lot of artists live in Troubadour, like a lot. So if you go there, you can't just go there. You have to know someone to go there. Okay. So it's not like I'm saying something and now all these people are going to show up at Troubadour and ruin the whole vibe. You have to have there's security and all that crap. Anyway, so we go there and we can go there because we're with Jason. So we go in there, we roll up to the gate, and we're in this party bus. The security guy goes, who you got? And the driver goes, Jason Aldean. Come on in.
No questions asked.
So I'm like, well, sweet. I'm just going to buy a party bus.
I was going to say, wait, what if I do that? I'd be like, you got Jason Aldean.
I was like, all right, that guy trusts us. So we went in there, we go to this thing, and I knew, I was like, we're going to run into people. It took 5 minutes. And I'm like pushing Tucker up the hill because he's crying. So I'm pushing him around the golf path and stuff like that. And it looks like Disney World out there. It's super nice. Well, here setting up their tee, Chase Rice, Cole Swindell. I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? They come hello. They say hello to Tucker. Chase has got his brand new bubby. And we do all that thing. And I was like, all right, I'll see you in a little bit. Because the whole thing is like people at each hole, there's like hidden places where you can drink.
Be the bev car girl?
You don't even need one, but they do have them. But at each hole, they have a special place where you can, like, there's a secret door in the ground and No, I'm not kidding.
So do you golf there?
I've never golfed there yet.
Well, when you do you need hair and makeup? No. Because I'll be there.
It's amazing. So then we go to the bar and we're just overlooking the driving range part. And one of the guys from, you know, Kings of Leon comes up and they're drinking and doing their thing. And it's all family. It's a very family friendly environment with a lot of drinking. And then fast forward and here they come. Chase, Cole, they're like done golfing. Now they're drinking. Darius is walking up. Like all these, I mean, it's just like one of these crazy things. If you were a country music fan and you just stumbled upon this place, which you can't, it would blow your mind. So anyway, that's what we did. We finished it off there. We drank a lot, had a good time, and I got McDonald's on the way home.
Okay. Ooh, wow. Sunday fun day.
It was a Sunday fun day. So excited about it.
We'll never get to experience.
Yeah. So if you're a peasant like me and Abby, you can go to Tin Roof. That's where I was at.
Troubadour. If you want to look it up. Buy a lot. Actually, they're sold out, I think.
You probably can't even look it up. It's so private.
Let's see if you can look it up. Look up Troubadour.
They probably don't even want you to get it out there, and now it's out to the world.
No, it's out. It's out. Troubadour. Cool. Troubadour. How many times can you say Troubadour?
I know.
All right. See, I found it. It's not like a secret. Troubadour.
Okay. How many times? Oh, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, so look it up. Look up Troubadour Golf Course. It's an amazing, amazing little place.
That you can't get into.
That you can't.
Okay, woo.
You cannot get into unless you're invited. Anyway, so that's my positive podcast.
I think I'm going to add it to my bucket list then to get invited to Troubadour. I feel like I could do that.
100%.
Yeah.
Because you work with artists.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, so like, just because I work with artists doesn't mean that I'm like befriending every artist I work with. Like, I respect a professional boundary. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to work with them, but that doesn't mean that I expect them to become my friend. That's right. Like, not exactly how it works. I feel like there's a lot on the business side of country music that's not as sexy as it may seem.
Just start dating one of them.
Oh boy, no thanks. No. Quarter past never.
Quarter past never. Do you see where Morgan Wallen got out and started singing some songs down down at the honky tonks?
I can't with that man.
Why? Here's what I don't understand. Out of all the people in the world, he hangs out with Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Rock.
Him and Uncle Bobby are like thick as thieves.
I mean, I don't have a problem. I don't know. I just don't. I feel like he's in that space where it should be like, you know,
the
Pope.
The guest list of who you should be seen with.
Maybe.
Don't know that Kid Rock's, I don't know, top 4,000.
The Kid Rock screams, drink your face off, get drunk, do bad things.
Also, can we just remember that is where Morgan got arrested. So it's like, bro, if you're trying to get away from the whatever, you know what? You do you, Morgan. But he's like number one on the charts again this week. He won 3 BBMAs last night. You know, he's
good.
He's doing his
thing. You're good with my segues. Are you looking what I want to talk about?
No, am I really?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Billboard Awards.
Oh, wow. I feel like I've been off my game today, so maybe God is helping me out.
Yeah. Top country artist, Billboard Awards, just in, Morgan Wallen. Mm-hmm. Top country male artist, just in, Morgan Wallen. Mm-hmm. Top country duo group, Florida Georgia Line. If Morgan Wallen had someone else with him, he probably would have won.
If he did a duet with himself, he would have been the best duo.
That's right. Top country female artist.
Not Morgan Wallen.
Gabby Barrett, unless Morgan wanted to maybe identify as a female. Maybe he would win that.
Easy, all right, buddy.
Top country album. Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, man. But that album slaps.
He's beating Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Sam Hunt, Gabby Barrett. For top country male artist, he beat Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton. For top country artist, he beat Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, Gabby Barrett.
He's good. Fire. He's got talent.
And the old
Do you think this is like a question for the group, for the audience, for everybody? Do you think that since he, you know, like when you're a kid and your parents are like, "Don't do that," and then it makes you want to do it even more? Do you think that is helping him, or do you just think that he's blowing away the competition without any help? Like the fact that he's quote unquote taboo right now, but he's not like. Radio stations are adding him back onto their playlists.
Yep.
He has not stopped streaming. He's back on the website at Big Loud. You know, he's hanging out with Uncle Bobby still, again, in public now.
Right.
Do you think that any level of, like, the taboo and
Here's my honest opinion.
Yeah.
Is that everyone had to take a step back away from Morgan Wallen so they were not associated with what he did. And they did that and knowing that they were going to come back.
His comeback is going to be absurd.
So they did that. They take a step back, whoever it was. We won't even call out the names or individuals or companies or whatever it is. But they take a step back to isolate themselves from the situation so they can't be drug into anything negative. So they save... They just... It's not saving face, but they save their brand.
They stay woke.
Yeah, they save their brand, right? And now... It's always going to come back to money. It's always going to come back to money.
Come back? I don't know that it ever left.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If his music didn't speak for itself.
Sure.
That's what it is. His music is so good. Country music fans love his music so much. And it's fantastic. It's really good. He is country music right now.
Did you see the one he put out on his Instagram?
About his mom.
It's so sweet.
It's really good. He's, who can, you know, I don't know. It's just, So now everybody's coming back. You know, some people are going to be later to the party than others.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Morgan's a very nice boy. He's a boy.
Yeah, we talked about this on the show a while ago. So if you want to know how we feel about it, go listen to that episode.
If you want to hear us all be real nervous.
I know, we were.
I was like, I think he is. Yeah, that was... It was so quality broadcasting.
It's hard to talk about stuff like that when it's so fresh, you know, because you just don't know where it's going or what it means. But now looking back, you can, you know,
articulate a little better.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's on fire. I mean, I don't know if I'd hang out with Kid Rock first thing out of the gate, but
no.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah,
but
here we are.
I have a good kid
talking about it.
I have a good Kid Rock story. Have I ever told you this?
I don't know. Maybe.
I feel like have I ever talked about this on the podcast?
My old roommate is his niece, so you know.
Okay.
I feel like we've talked about that.
So I'm at a party. It's after the.
Oh wait. Wait, yeah, he did. Yeah, you did tell us this. Yes, you did tell us this. As soon as you said I was at a party, I knew.
Okay.
I had like a That So Raven moment. Like I remember.
All right, clip notes because I already said it. After CMA Awards, it was an amazing party. It was at a house. It's Jamie Foxx. It's Rascal Flatts. It's everybody and their mom. Jessica Simpson was there. I'm like, this is amazing. And then
this was also a long time ago.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. This was 2008 or 2009. Okay. So I'm like just minding my own business, watching Jamie Foxx sing on the piano with Rascal Flatts. And this guy blows my ear. And it's so hot. It's a hot air. It's hot. It's hot air. And I'm like, turn around. I look and I'm like, it's Kid Rock. And I go, I've never met Kid Rock in my life, but I know who he is. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, and we were silent. We both just stared at each other. And I'm talking about like nose to nose. And I'm like, I could hear his breath. That's how close we were.
It cannot be good breath.
And it was horrible. So we're looking at he goes.
You should invite him on the podcast and tell him.
Oh
story.
My God, Bob.
Bob.
Uncle Bob. I forget. You never said anything to each other. Did he walk off?
And he just walked away. He just walked away.
He probably wasn't even in his body at that point. Like just his body was standing there. I'm sure he was off on Pamela Anderson Island.
Was it that? Was it in that? Was it in that era?
I have no idea.
But
felt topical. Went for it.
As you sip your Miller Lite from a straw.
Yeah, because I have neon pink lipstick on. Look at that.
It's nice.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my Bob story. Mm-hmm. So every time I see him, that's all I think about.
That's great.
It's all I think about.
That's all you can think about.
I do have to say, I'm glad I don't have that experience with Bob. I'm glad you took that one.
Yeah. Took one for the team.
Anyways.
Anyway. So Billboard Awards come out. I saw where the CMAs are letting Morgan have some. They're letting him back on some of the categories, but not the individual categories. Like, I don't know the point of that. I really don't understand the point of that. But anyway, at least the Billboard Awards, they're letting it happen. So good for him. He won a bunch of awards. He deserves it. He's got great music, and that's all there is to it. Anybody want to add anything for Positive Podcast Monday before we go?
My piece of advice that I've been thinking about when I was here this weekend, I feel like right now, seasons are changing, life is changing, world's opening back up, and here's just a friendly reminder that I keep reminding myself, and I feel like it's helped me. Just because it's not wrong doesn't mean it's right.
Just because it's not wrong doesn't mean it's right.
Ooh, yes.
A boyfriend, a job, an outfit, the plans of the evening, a meal, what you're going to do on a Saturday morning. Just because it's not wrong doesn't mean it's right. That applies to people, by the way, too, like friends. You know, you ever have those friends where you're like, you know, it's not that I don't like her, but when I leave, I don't feel good or something like that. You know, that gut feeling, trust it. Just because it's not wrong doesn't mean it's right.
Okay.
For you.
I like that.
I like that too.
I like it.
It helps.
Abby?
Positive? For my life?
Yeah. Do we want to go back to what you were doing Saturday?
No.
I feel like I was positive for you.
No, I can say that I did go on a date last week.
I knew it. I knew there was something brewing up in her.
But...
That's not what I meant, Sammy.
I didn't say anything.
You made a look.
I always make looks. I need my Botox back. I can make way too many faces.
I do too.
Yeah,
but I don't want to talk about it too much because I'll jinx it every time I talk about it.
I get
it
that.
Just,
I get
the
that.
Next week, you're like, oh, never mind.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll keep you updated.
So I get it was it. Good.
It was a setup, actually.
In a good way, setup? What? Or like you were set up with a friend?
Yeah.
Blind date?
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow, you're ballsy, Abs.
We listen. She don't. We know she don't care. She will make things happen for that date.
I like that though. Yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Okay, that was a good thing.
That like, makes you, me sound.
No.
That makes you sound
desperate.
Good.
Desperate. I'm not desperate.
No, you're not desperate. I just think you're like you're. You will.
I'll go to the ends of the earth.
No, like,
you're not someone who's gonna. No, you're not gonna shut out an idea like, hey, I could set you up with my friend. There's a lot of people like, oh, I'm not gonna go on a blind date.
You're
like,
open-minded. Fine. You're open-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's what he means. Totally. He's just not very good at telling you that, I guess. Apparently today.
All right. Well, hopefully I didn't ruin it for anybody that lives in the Troubadour.
yeah.
And I hope that you loved our picks for Music Monday, and I hope that this podcast brings you love. Okay.
Because we love you.
Here we go.
Sorry I burped.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that started that way.
God.
Love country. Talk to Chuck.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you did it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.